USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov warned that if NATO sends peacekeepers into Ukraine during Russia's war, that will lead to a direct military clash between the Russian forces and the alliance. Meanwhile, President Biden is leaving for Belgium today. He'll join NATO leaders for a summit tomorrow where he's expected to reveal new sanctions against Russia for invading Ukraine. A powerful tornado touched down in the New Orleans, Louisiana area overnight, knocking out power to thousands of customers and causing extensive damage. Authorities in St. Bernard Parish, which borders New Orleans to the southeast, told reporters late Tuesday that at least one person had been killed after the tornado. There continues to be reports of people trapped in the parish. Chinese state media reported Wednesday one of the two black boxes containing data for Monday's China Eastern Airlines plane crash has been found. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
Ukraine's President Zelensky has called for more pressure on Russia as the war appears to be entering a stalemate on day 28. In his latest video address, Zelensky said about 100,000 people are still stuck in the port city of Mariupol under a complete blockade and suffering under inhumane conditions. Michigan's unemployment division has done an audit and recently found this.
The Michigan agency tasked with processing the influx of unemployment claims in 2020 brought on many workers previously convicted of financial crimes. Those crimes included embezzlement and identity theft. An audit report released Friday by Michigan's Auditor General and cited by Breitbart News found Michigan's unemployment insurance agency gave jobs to 169 people who'd previously been convicted of misdemeanor or felonies. UIA Director Julia Dale, who was appointed by Governor Gretchen Whitmer in October, did not dispute the audit findings. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
USA Radio News.
Pump up the volume on your published book. Audiobooks generate new readers who love the storytelling format. We all have active multitasking lives now. With audiobooks, we can enjoy your book anywhere, anytime. Earn more profits. Tell your story to a new audience. Call Audiobook Network for a free guide. We produce your audiobook with professional voice actors and engineers, and then sell your audiobook on Amazon, Audible, and Apple iTunes.
Call Audiobook Network at 800-495-1223. Call today, 800-495-1223.
More than 50 years after a Bedford, Massachusetts woman was found slain in the basement of her home, charges have been filed in the case. Middlesex District Attorney Marion Ryan.
54-year-old wife and mother was violently murdered in her own home in Bedford. Today, we were able to call her son and daughter and tell them that we were taking the first step in holding to account the alleged perpetrator. This morning, a Middlesex County grand jury indicted Arthur Lewis Massey, age 76, on the charge of first-degree murder in connection with tying up Natalie Shubin, stabbing her multiple times, and then striking her in the head, causing her death.
Data suggests corn and wheat futures could continue to rise due to the Russia-Ukraine war. Current prices are the highest they've been since 2008, when a bunch of factors, including high oil prices and unusually dry weather in the United States, led to wheat jumping $13 a bushel from the $3 to $6 it hovered around for decades prior. Democrats in Congress are pressing the Biden administration to extend the suspension of student loan payments before it's set to expire May 1st. The federal student loan payment suspension has already been extended 5 times throughout the pandemic since it began under former President Trump in March of 2020. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.